It is the review, and we are back. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to discuss Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. We've got a few things from the lineup and from the setups, Neil. So, Konate's omission, I think on the one hand, it can be looked at as frustrating. On the other hand, it might be that Liverpool have probably wanted to wrap him up as much as they can for the run-in. But that said, the fact he goes away with France probably won't have pleased many people at Liverpool's end. Then there's the setup, which I think plays into the selection and the omission of Konate, really, in that there's just so much of Quanta being on the ball in the first half. And that's partly due to what Brighton do, particularly with what they do with Mulder, where he goes and basically just becomes a one-man press on Van Dijk. And also where Brighton want Liverpool to play, and Liverpool's slight frustration, I'd say. We'll come to the first half in a bit, but there's other little bits from the lineups. No Pedro. Gel Pedro for them is a blow. Milner, I think you could argue, might have featured somewhere. And then for Liverpool, it just feels like, again, we're still in that place of, let's just get through these and then we can work on getting some big, big players back who can influence games a little bit differently.
And the first thing the manager will like is that his midfield three all come back unscathed. Endo doesn't play an additional game. McAllister's got recovery time coming back in from Los Angeles with it being an extra day. And Szoboszlai goes away and has a really good international break. And I think that'll please them. I think the Konate point's interesting in that I think they might not have been averse to Konate getting a bit of game time. But the idea he goes and gets a full game close to this one may well have frustrated them to a degree. I think that then, you know, to your Brighton point, I think it's worth saying that Brighton aren't too dissimilar. I think that Brighton are in a bit of a situation where they're waiting to get a few lads back too. And I think that that sort of plays out a little bit in their selection. You know, I think that a fascinating sort of lineup, but I think he ends up almost logically, but also by virtue of who he has available, deciding to target that Liverpool right-hand side. In part because, well, yeah, what am I going to do on the other side? What's my move here? Because I think we can act as though he's made a big deliberate choice, but I just sort of wonder if he feels half forced into it. Edringer often plays off the other side, so I think that that's a big marker. But effectively, he's going into the game. Buonate's coming back from injury. Ferguson's really short of fitness. He doesn't think Lallana's got a full 90 in him anymore. You know, you look at the rest of that bench, and you're not looking at it going, oh my God, the options here for Brighton are absolutely endless.